at 1037thebuzz.com.
I was talking with a friend of mine, said a woman that hurt is
proud. Okie dokie, welcome back in the zone, live from the Broyles Award. We head back inside. He's up. He's Coach Pruitt, Jeremy Pruitt, who joined us on the show earlier. He's a man of few words. He's all business. His Florida State Seminole defense is scary.
You know, I've heard some guys talk about, you know, their fathers, and I can't leave here today unless I talk about my father and my mom, since this is live streaming. I got to throw mom in there, too. But it's getting Christmas time. But, you know, first of all, it's hard for me to believe that I'm sitting up here at this prestigious award ceremony. You know, when I had my dreams of what I wanted to be, I knew from a very small child I wanted to be just like my father, and I wanted to be a football coach. Now, I didn't want to be a head football coach at, you know, Florida State, Alabama, somewhere like that. I just wanted to be a ball coach, and you know, just trying to follow in his footsteps. And you know, I can remember him, you know, he pretty much babysitted me. My mom, she worked. My dad went to the, you know, the field house at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning. He's up there washing uniforms. I'm right there with him, you know. And I saw one of his former coaches a couple of weeks ago. I was out on the road recruiting. He said, "Let me ask you something, Jeremy." He said, "Do you remember that time, you know, you were in the fourth grade?" He said, "Your dad had just took the job. We just took over this program. And, you know, we were 0-4, and we're sitting in there. It's about 2 in the morning, and we're trying to figure out how we can score points." You know, he said, you're 9 years old. And he said, "You just popped up right in the middle of the meeting and said, 'Well, I think if y'all'd run this play one more time, we might have scored.'" He said, "Your dad jerked off his belt, and he wore you out right there in front of all of us." But all I can say is I'm proud he started winning after that. That cut down on my whippings. But I wanted to bring up my dad because he was very instrumental in my life. Just watching the positive effect he had on the people in our community. You know, he's been at the same school now for, I think it's 26 years, and it's where he graduated from. He was a quarterback there. I was a quarterback there. My little brother was a quarterback there. And now my dad coaches my son, who's a junior, and he's the quarterback there. And my dad will be the first to tell you I'm the worst parent he's ever had. I called him up. They'd lost a game. And, you know, I mean, probably as soon as he got on the bus, it's Friday night. I'm sitting there. I'm trying to catch all the games, get to score. I've got play-by-play in between our meetings. And, you know, I called my dad up, and he answers the phone, "Yes." And I said, "Well, why'd you do this for?" And he just said a little something. I said, "Well, why'd you do this?" He said, "Listen, let me tell you something." He said, I ain't let nobody talk to me like this for 33 years, and I'm not going to start with you. If you don't like the way I'm coaching him, you can take him somewhere else." I said, "Yes, sir." But I just wanted to bring that up. He's still coaching today, and he and my son's still playing for him. But I just want to introduce my fiance, Casey East. We're getting married next May, and I'm gonna brag on her a little bit here. You know, so this fall starts, and every day, every lunch, and every supper, she comes in there with my packed meal. You know, and all the other coaches are just kind of looking at me, throwing their eyes up. You know, so after about 6 weeks, Sal Sinceri looks over at me. He says, "Hey, bro, let me tell you something. That's going to stop once y'all get married." So I'm going to challenge her today in front of all of y'all to see if this continues. I'll tweet it to let you know. But no, this is really the first season that we've been together, she's really made it easy for me. She's helped me in recruiting, and she's kind of been my little personal assistant. So it's been fantastic. I wanted to talk about Coach Saban. I wanted to mention him because, you know, I'm a high school coach at Hoover, Alabama. I'm an assistant coach. I'm not even a head coach. he gets the job at Alabama in 2007. I think it's January the 2nd. And, you know, he's been in Miami for a couple of years, and he's kind of away from the high school recruiting. And he wanted to hire some folks, high school coaches in the state of Alabama. And I'm here to tell you, you know, and maybe I'm prejudiced, but I think the best teachers in all of sports is high school football coaches. They take the guys and they mold them, you know, from the ground up. All we do when we get them now is we tweak them a little bit. But Coach Saban had a vision that he wanted to, you know, kind of get the, you know, take over the state at that time from Auburn. That's what it was, take over the state from Auburn. Coach Tuberville was there, and he wanted to hire several high school coaches to help off the field. And, you know, Coach Probst, the guy's working for Hoover Rush Probst, he suggested to Coach, he said, why don't you hire an assistant coach? He said that would help the high school, the head coaches in this state, you know, every year, why don't you hire an assistant coach? It'll be motivation for the assistants. It will help us, you know, say, obviously, you know, you can get some of these head coaches, but hire an assistant coach. And for whatever, I know why. I sit here and tell everybody this. I played at Alabama. My dad was an influential head coach in the state of Alabama, and I probably know a lot of the high school coaches in Alabama. But the real reason Coach Saban gave me a job was because I had three guys he wanted. And so you can say, I have a lot of folks say, how did you get picked out of all those guys? I said, well, Josh Chapman, Kerry Murphy, Patrick Crump. So they're like, oh, yeah, I see now. But anyhow, I'm very thankful that he gave me the opportunity. And not only that he promoted me from within to be a coach on his staff. The next person I would really like to thank is Coach Fisher. You know, Jimbo is a fantastic man, not only a football coach, but a fantastic man. I mean, he is a joy to be around. And if I'm ever on one of those shows where you're answering questions, trivia, and you get a lifeline, I'm gonna call Jimbo Fisher, because he knows a little bit about everything, and he can tell you how many points you know, the Dream Team in 1984 averaged, and you know, rebounds and all that. But he is a fantastic guy to be around, and I want to thank him for going out on a limb to hiring a guy that's only been a college assistant for 3 years. You think about that. I mean, I was a defensive back coach at Alabama, where everybody in the country knows who the DB coach is, and that's Nick Saban. Everybody knows that. I'm not ashamed to say it. He is the DB coach. Everybody knows it. All you got to do is run the film, you know, run the film. And, you know, for Coach Fisher to go out on a limb to offer me a coordinator's job, I owe him a lot. And for him to believe in me and have faith, and I'm truly thankful for that. The next thing, you know, and we've all said it, and we'll all say it, there's not any of us up here that's made any plays. You know, last time I checked, I didn't make any tackles this year. Rhett didn't throw no passes. I mean, it's, you know, it's about the players. And, you know, at Florida State, you know, you mentioned Coach Andrews. They've been playing good football, good defensive football at Florida State as long as I've been alive. And, you know, it's... You know, that's kind of, you know, the trademark there is to play real solid physical defense. And, you know, those guys that were coming back on the defense this year, we lost a lot of guys, but there was five seniors coming back. And Coach Fisher called them all in a group and said, hey, we're going to change our philosophy defensively. You know, we're going to be a little more aggressive, a little more attacking style. And this is, and you guys are going to be the leaders of it. And I can say this, those guys have bought in wholeheartedly, and, you know, and there were some growing pains at times, but for us to be able to go in there and do a wholesale change defensively and what they were doing in the past, and for the head coach to have the vision to let us do that, has just been a remarkable transition. There's no way we could have done it without the players, and I just want to say thank you to them. But just thank you for having us here. This is a wonderful experience. I'll never forget it the rest of my life, and probably the most gratifying thing that's been a part of this whole deal was Coach Broyles this morning when we sat around the table and listened to you tell the stories. That's the best part of this whole trip, and I just want to say thank you. It's an honor to be here.
All right, that's the defensive coordinator, Jeremy Pruitt, from Florida State University. And, again, all these guys are really doing a nice job. We got one more coach left, and then Coach Broyles. I don't think we're going to have time to get the announcement up unless Coach Narduzzi says about four words. We're going to hear from Coach Broyles as well, and then they will have the